This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working out there tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America moving along. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us over at Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Meanwhile, from undergroundusa.com, we have Frank Salvato on the line. Good morning, Mr. Frank. How you doing?
Mr. Man, how you doing? How was your Christmas?
Terrible. Worst one I ever had, but I'll get into that later. It was absolutely horrible. Don't even ask. But anyway, let's do the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, under God are the two words that we emphasize when it comes to that. And by the way, I'll explain to everybody bottom of the hour what it is that happened to me at Christmas, which I can laugh about it now, but it wasn't funny at the time. Okay. I've got a question from Therese, and Therese is saying, do you know if the office affiliated with the forensic testing of the Dominion voting machines was in the AT&T building that was destroyed? And then Therese refers to Mark Levin, who threw that out there in his show. Now, I have not heard that from anybody, and I've been talking to the people on the ground there that I know, including a lot of the fire department people.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything like that at all either. I don't know why when you're thinking about the locale of Nashville and testing that they would have been doing on any machines in Nashville, it would have had to have taken place at a government building. It wouldn't be in the AT&T building.
That's right.
I don't know of any election authority office that is in that AT&T building. So I'm saying, no, I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Now, we'll continue the discussion about the bomber because we now know the identity of the bomber by forensic DNA. Apparently, he was in the truck. Now, somebody said, you don't suppose he killed himself before the bomb went off, do you? And, well, I don't know. I don't know that. We'll never know that because his remains were literally in pieces. They did find some of the VIN numbers that were identifiable, and it was traced back to that camper that he had in his yard.
Yeah, and with that, they were able to kind of narrow down that avenue for the DNA, the DNA corroboration about who he was. We'll find out more as it comes. He was an IT guy. The people that he worked with over at AT&T said he was an amicable guy. This doesn't sound like him. My first thought is that he got a very bad diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that tends to be a catalyst for people to go off the edge like that. And mm-hmm. and then, you know, there are a lot of pressures in the world today that are pushing people to do some very irrational things.
Yeah.
You know, so there, you know, we live in some tumultuous times, and somebody who's just on the edge who can snap. Yeah, it's a nice formula for that to happen to people today.
And he had moved some property around. There was a quitclaim deed for one of his properties, and apparently there was some sort of entertainment executive in California that bought that. So they said, well, there's a link to California, but, you know, we don't know what that is, so I'm not even going to go there. All right, well.
Sounds like he was getting his stuff in order.
Yeah, exactly. And all we can do is speculate, and I don't want to do that. All right, President Trump signed the COVID-19 spending bill to avert a shutdown. The next fight, obviously, is going to be over the $2,000 checks. But he used a provision called the Impoundment Control Act, which dates all the way back to 1974.
Well, I hadn't read about that because it happened yesterday, the thing that I'm
skeptical. All right, well, let me explain what it is. President Trump announced on Sunday evening that he was signing the coronavirus stimulus package and the government spending bill, and that he would use the Impoundment Control Act of 1974 in an attempt for Congress to get what he called wasteful spending out of the bill in order to get them to boost the coronavirus stimulus checks up to the level that he demanded last week. Now, Trump said that he would sign the bill along with making rescissions under the Impoundment Control Act, known as the ICA, which allows the president to impound funds when he transmits a special message, which is in red line ink, in accordance to the ICA. Now, upon sending the message, amounts proposed for rescission, that is, for permanent cancellation, may be impounded for a period of 45 days of continuous congressional session. And that's exactly what's happened. He's impounded that money until whenever.
Well, it's on the left side of the aisle, they'll say we'll wait the 45 days. Mm-hmm. We don't care.
Yeah.
On the right side of the aisle, they'll use it to say they fought for it, but it didn't work, and now they're going to get their money.
Yep.
I find the right side of the aisle in the Senate to be so incredibly delinquent in standing up for their constituencies, mm-hmm. and especially the president of the Republican Party, that I don't put anything past them. I don't trust Mitch McConnell anymore. I don't trust John Thune anymore. I don't trust Senator Blount anymore. None of them.
Well, when we come back, I'll tell you who promised to do what. So, callers, you hang on the line. Frank, you hang on, too. I'll be right back with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check out the articles he writes, and also check out the podcast that's over there. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Soldato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, podcast, and his articles he writes over there, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and you can check out the new 2021 Rogues over at Moss Nissan. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a car that's been turned upside down and inside out? That's it. It has become a fantastic SUV, and the Rogue has really gone rogue. That starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I know this because I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Don't forget, Moss Care is included in each vehicle purchased, which is a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. Now, the choice is simple, the choice is clear. The choice is here. And with over 800 vehicles in stock at Moss Nissan, you'll probably have no problem at all finding the car that you want that the other dealerships don't have. Now, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Nissan stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue are the place to go. Visit them online at Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? That's going to save you even more money. All right, Frank Silvato's with us from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Hey, sir.
Mr. Mann.
I got Mary on the line first. Let's go to Mary. Okay, Mary, go ahead. You had a comment to make. What was it?
Good morning. The AT&T buildings, there's like 8 hubs that serve different areas around the United States, and they have NSA Patriot Act programs in there where they're doing warrantless, listening.
Mm-hmm.
But that area just happened to knock out communications, which serves Georgia, which was interesting.
It wasn't all of Georgia. It was not all of Georgia, because did you know there's a hub just like it in Atlanta?
Well, they're probably in all these buildings. But there was also a fire in Rochester, New York last night at some imaging center, which was also mentioned, which was had to do with copying. So that was pretty interesting. But anyway, that's what happens when you can't trust the government because of setting up President Trump
well,
and all that.
We're going to try to dispel a couple of rumors here, but thanks, Mary. Okay, Frank, we had this discussion, and again, I'm talking to people on the ground. You're talking to people on the ground. I'm talking to our brother firefighters and investigators, and I've even got a couple of people whose names I won't mention or departments I won't mention that are letting me know a little bit of information, you know, little pieces, this, that, and the other, that they don't get in trouble doing, and I'm not going to mention. Okay, but here's the deal. I've not heard any of this.
Well, you have to think it through. They've got a runoff election happening in Georgia. No machines are leaving that state at all. They're set up for a January 5th election, starting to do the runs through. They're using the same machines, with the same protocol, and the same procedures for tabulation. If there's an issue, the issue's happening in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only that, any forensic team would be dispatched to Atlanta because you want to see it in the environment. You want to examine it in the environment in which it was used. You know, so just looking at it from a forensic examination point of view, it doesn't make sense that they would move even one machine from Atlanta to bring it up to Nashville.
I got a
question. When it comes to the data that's being examined, that data is so redundantly backed up that people who are examining it for the president are finding things that they've tried to erase. It's not just in one location. So we've got to think this through.
Mm-hmm. Here's my question. Who's the service provider?
Well, SolarWinds may have been the service provider.
That's who it was.
Or you know, if in fact they were using the Orion platform. That's another thing that has to be examined.
Yeah, we don't know.
But it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change anything for the fact that a bombing in Nashville is not going to, A, erase anything that happened in Atlanta.
No.
B, there are no machines from Atlanta in Nashville at any AT&T center. And three, if I'm the Trump team, do I want a multinational corporation like AT&T doing anything about forensic examination?
Hell no.
No, I don't. I want my own team of people that I can trust to be looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to step back and let the facts about this bombing come out, because when we start going, well, wow, this, we can connect this dot, that dot, that dot, oh, my God, it must be Martians.
Yeah, and that's what happens
when
people jumped again. Okay, let me go to Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Gentlemen, you know, holding journalists, professors accountable is a big statement today that we need to look at. Captain, left-wing journalists dominate the order of the day. They are well-organized, communicate 24 hours a day within themselves, and set the lie for which everyone can follow. Now, who are teaching these folks? CNN British-Iranian journalists Christine Amanpour and Brian Stelter are two of the most hateful humans on the air towards President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The question should be, America, who is teaching our kids and grandkids journalism? It's not professors 40 or 50 years ago. The study of mass communications. We need honest working or retired journalists to appear on Captain America Third Watch or any conservative radio or television show to tell us point blank what the future holds for Republicans in this journalistic face and stenching oppositions here. Once we find what we're looking for, Captain, we will be shot to the core. Real journalism is forever damaged.
Yep. Thank you very much, Elliot, and I really appreciate you and your comments. And by the way, if you ever get an opportunity, come on over and have lunch with us at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, just off the Veterans Expressway. Okay, let me jump over real quick, Frank. We got one more caller who's been waiting patiently. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, Captain, you got me. Mel in Saratoga Springs. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Yes, with what the stimulus bill and our elected representatives are going through us, this country, they are actually committing war against us. Now, you know, with what the Democrat Party and it's Joe Biden, which I know he's got no, I swear to my Lord that he got the shot in the Oval Office. we should take his advice and what he said. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. This is what he said. I mean, this is actually.
I know. I play it.
To take his advice. To take his advice.
Okay.
Buy a shotgun.
All right.
Take care, Captain. And I back Elliot in what he said. So.
All right, thank you, Mel. All right, well, you know, what he's talking about is this:
buy a shotgun, buy a shotgun.
Yep, I got one.
Yeah, that was to put it in context. That was a comment about his assault rifle ban.
Right,
shotguns are more effective for defending your home than an AR-15. Is it? It's true. A shotgun blast is good, but doesn't. It wasn't the argument that was being made.
No.
I want to go back to what Elliot said. Things changed when the Columbia School of Journalism in New York decided that putting emotion and opinion in a journalism was the way to go because it engaged with the reader more. That's when Who, What, When, Where, and Why fell off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And until we get back to that, you're going to have advocacy journalism like the two people that he mentioned. And they are doing an incredible disservice not only to the country but to the First Amendment. Mainstream media is bastardizing the First Amendment, hiding behind it in order to agendize and socially engineer our country. And they're doing it now overtly, and they don't care if they're telling lies. And with the help of social media like Twitter and Facebook, they've been able to manipulate narratives that have stolen an election and won't even allow us to question it. We're not even allowed to question it at all. If you do, you're silenced, and then the shame crowd and the cancel culture comes out and tries to slap you down. There's 71 million people who voted for Donald Trump, probably more, and there's more who support him. And now that you're starting to say that your free speech and your rights for your opinion and your selection for president doesn't matter because we say it has to be this way, there's going to be more people and more people and more people who are going to push back. We are at a breaking point in this country. The media is a big chunk of this, and I don't know where we're going to go from here, Matt, because there are some people who've just had enough, and they're beyond the snapping point.
Well, we know that, but you and I have been together a long time, going on 20 years now, my friend, and we've stuck together through thick or thin, and we share a lot of the same viewpoints, which is exactly what we do. And as I grow, or as I go, we go. That's the motto here, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're moving along. We're moving along, and I've had the opportunity to enhance my horizons, which may happen. It all depends on what little old Mr. Donald Trump and his family do, because some people have approached me and said, hey, if this happens and that happens, would you be interested? I says, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, the information lines in this country have to become clearer again, because right now they're so clogged, Drano can't get through.
Yeah, because they do listen to us there in the White House, as well as some of the Trump folks are listening to us, and it's a good thing to have. Frank, listen, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
You betcha. All right, Frank Salvato. Now, when I come back, I'm going to tell you what what happened to me on Christmas. It's a true story. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny at the time. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nashville, Tennessee authorities said Sunday they believe Anthony Warner was responsible for the Christmas Day explosion that rocked downtown Nashville and that the 63-year-old died in the blast. The VIN number of the RV was traced to Warner. Governor Bill Lee said at least 41 buildings were damaged. President Trump Sunday night signed the COVID relief government spending plan that averts a government shutdown Monday night. The president's signature means the government is now funded through September 30th, 2021. The stimulus checks are still set at $600 for most Americans, but the House is working on a bill to provide for $2,000 payment checks. The bill will be on the Senate floor late Monday. The suspected Russian hackers behind the worst U.S. cyber attack in years leveraged reseller access to Microsoft's 365 cloud services to penetrate their targets in the federal government. Many Microsoft software licenses are sold through third parties, and those companies can have complete access to client systems, USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
You sure are, and thank you very much for tuning in, chiming in, and opining. We've had a lot of comments in the chat room tonight, a lot of emails that have come in tonight from all around the country and around the world. And Steve in Thailand, we appreciate your great comments over there. Always a wealth of information that you are. Steve, by the way, is from Florida, but he chooses to live in Thailand, where he has got a business over there. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Fair and Fair, and here is what they are all about. The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Fair won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slipper fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FairAndFairer.com. Now, don't forget, you can call them 24-7, too, at their 24-7 line. It's 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. And here's how you spell Farrah and Farrah. It's F-A-R-A-H. F-A-R-A-H and Farrah.com. FarrahAndFarrah.com. Number again, 877-245-6707. And they will answer your questions if you've got problems relating to injuries or whatever else your problem might happen to be. By the way, they have a bunch of veterans that work there, too, so they can work very handily with the veterans. All right, well, Christmas Eve, I did, let's see, Christmas Eve, No. Well, the morning of Christmas Eve, I did my show for the weekend, and I combined it all together. So I took, Christmas Day off and the weekend off, Saturday off. So you heard a recorded show on Saturday. This, of course, is a live broadcast. Today we're back live and in living color. But what happened to me, Christmas Day, I was very content with what I, you know, had going on. I had my breakfast all prepared and set up, and I had my lunch all set up, and I was going to kick back and watch the football game that was going to be on. I go, oh, boy, this is going to be a real ball, and away we go. And 12 noon came along, and we had a storm earlier that morning, Christmas morning, late Christmas Eve. I forget exactly what time it came through. I was kind of half sleeping when it came through, but I'll tell you what, it rattled my building. Oh, it rattled my building, and it knocked. Well, at noontime, we'd had some winds blowing, and it got really cold that morning, as you well know. But at noontime, it knocked the power out. Now, it just so happens my location, my home, is tied into the power behind me, where there's 300-plus units. And some people in my area where I live were okay, not many further away, but everybody behind me and where I was at, we all lost our power. So I called Duke right away and I said, okay, I lost my power, don't know what's going to go on. Well, we can't be there until let's see, what did they tell me first? It was noontime. They said, well, the soonest we'll have your power restored by 6:30 p.m. And I got the automatic recording because, of course, there's nobody around on a Sunday, and you know they have to call somebody in unless they got somebody sitting somewhere. Well, I figured, okay, 6:30, it's going to be a freezing cold night again, down in the 30s, which it was. I'll give it till 6:30, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, then I'm going to go and leave and go someplace. So, about 6 o'clock, I got this text message, oh, this is Duke Energy, and you will have your power back on at 12 midnight. I went, oh, you got to be kidding me. So that was it. Climbed in my car and drove someplace where it was nice and warm and comfortable. And I had a television, and I was able to take the Boston Market meals that I had and cook them in the microwave, all that sort of stuff. But I figured, well, we'll see what happens. And then about 11 o'clock, here comes the text message again. Oh, this is Duke Power. It'll be 3 o'clock before we'll be able to have your power on in the morning. So I'm thinking to myself, this is stupid. So I just said, okay, that's it. I'm camping out. So I camped out where I was at, went to sleep, woke up, listened to part of my show, about 2 hours of my show because it's a three-hour show on Saturday. 5 o'clock came and gone, and I went, okay. Oh, and by the way, in the meantime, at about 2:30, they texted again. They said, well, we'll have your power on by 6:30. Well, I knew what was going on. It was a freaking Christmas Day, right, and all that stuff, and there was nobody that was working. So they had to call people in from God only knows where. And one truck with one guy showed up the first time, I was told by my neighbors. And the second time it was one guy with two, or one truck with two guys on the truck. And the third time it was two trucks and two guys in one truck and one in the other. Well, the final time, I'm sorry, that was the final time. They had two trucks, two guys in one in the other. And I was driving home. I got home at about 5:30, and I was back in my driveway at 5:32, and on came the lights. So we were without power from noon, Christmas Day, until 5:32 in the morning, Saturday morning, the day after Christmas. Good God Almighty, it was freezing cold, and there were people I know that stayed in some of their houses. When I went in my house, you know, when you lose your power, you should always turn off different things that are going to kick on and cause a power surge. So I turned off my furnace. I turned off my television, which was on at the time. I turned off my lights, which were on at the time, left one light on in the kitchen, and that was it. And my porch light, which stays on because it's on a timer, or not a timer, it's on a darkness daylight type thing. So anyway, I went inside, looked at the thermostat. It was 50 degrees. I went, good God. And I turned on the heat, and an hour and 15 or 20 minutes later, it finally got to 65. Because I went back out in the car. I said, I'm going to wait a while on this one. had my car running, had the heat on, and was listening to Chris Markowski. He's on Saturday mornings after me. So that's what happened there. And I can laugh about it now, but good God, can you imagine those people? And I told them when I was leaving, I says, listen, you got to go to the Salvation Army or something. This is ridiculous. Well, we'll be okay. No, you won't. And they came out of their houses, some of them with like 2 and 3 coats on. And I get it. I understand it. But when I got my place up to 65, I went back inside, and about an hour later, it was 70, and about 30 minutes later, it was 72, and I was back to normal. So that was that. But you talk about a mess. Of all the things to have happen on a Christmas, that happened to me. So from noontime, Christmas Day, everything I had planned just went upside down and backwards, and I did have a plan B. I was able to come up with a plan B, but good God. Good God. Oh, you never know. You just never know. Okay. And, okay, thank you, Therese. I see. Oh, Mark. Okay. Yeah. Okay. My buddy Mark Walters. He called it a conspiracy theory. Okay. Mark Walters. All right. I got it. And I think I heard Mark talking about conspiracy theories with his people. You're just throwing it out there for what it's worth. But he was wrong on that one. I know. I did some checking. And you heard my conversation with Frank Salvato, so there you go. So thanks very much, Therese. I appreciate your listening and appreciate your getting back to me. Now, coming up, we're going to have a little sports discussion. Now, we lost a legend in baseball yesterday, Hall of Famer, Phil Niekro, knuckleballer. He pitched until he was 48 years old because he threw a knuckleball, and he was good. He was really good, and he'll be missed. He did a lot of things for the kids, a lot of things for baseball. We just lost his brother, I think just a few months ago, Gaylord Perry. So they, and of course, Gaylord was known for his spitball. And even though he said, oh, I never threw no spitball, it might have been wet, but I didn't spit at it. But anyway, yesterday Phil went to meet the great baseball guy up in the sky, and I'm sure he's going to be playing baseball up there on that all-star baseball team they got. I'm sure of that. So anyway, there you go. Also, one other little thing here while I got the opportunity. Don't forget about the Impoundment Control Act, which is what the president is using right now for 1974. Pardon me. Now, everything's got to work just right. He's got to have cooperation from the House of Representatives and Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell in the Senate on this to make this work. So don't hold your breath. What he did ties the money up for 45 days, but there's no guarantee after that that it's not going to be out there being given to somebody. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Thank you very much, Wayne Allyn Root. And, oh, by the way, it's time for our sports report with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. And before we do that, it's brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All of their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. They are the very best at what they do. I will guarantee that one. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, that number is 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That might get you, I don't know, a donut from the back room. All right, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Have to do a little shout-out to our Atlanta Braves fans and our knuckleball fans. Phil Negro passed away this weekend. We've lost a lot of great people this year, Captain, and he's one of those great guys. He was always good to the fans, always nice to everybody, and God rest his soul and his family. Condolences out. I mean, he was 81. He had a great life. So
I actually met him. He came through Syracuse on an all-star deal that they had, and I actually met him. I met his brother a year or so before that, Gaylord.
Yeah, Joe Negro. Yep, Joe's a good guy too. And Gaylord was a funny dude. Yep.
Yep,
they all kind of hung out together. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but anyway, that whole bunch. But anyway, he'll be missed, and I'm sure that God needed a knuckleball pitcher up in heaven.
There you go. He had all those other guys going up there playing ball. He had to get somebody up there to make it a little bit fair for everybody.
Speaking of playing ball, let's get started with the Tampa Bay Bucks, who are now in the playoffs for the first time in 13 years. 47-7, a hell of a victory. Tom Brady gets 34 points, what, in the first half? Four touchdowns, 348 yards. And, I mean, you want to talk about a machine. I think the guy would have had 600 yards if they left him in the game.
Well, they're starting to come into their own. We're going to see if they can keep that momentum getting into the playoffs. It looks like chances are they're going to play the Washington Football Club in Washington D.C. If Washington can,
you know their name now, don't you? You know their name, the Washington Washington Footballers.
The Footballers.
That's what they've been calling them on TV. The Washington Footballers.
Okay.
Never mind. Keep going. All keep right. going.
All right. Well, you know, that's good stuff. Got me laughing, Captain. Got me laughing. I love it. You know what I say? We got to call them the Washington Sentinels after the replacements with Gene Hackman and Camille Reeves. That would make everybody laugh and get a kick and have them come out next year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last night, Captain, Aaron Rodgers throws four touchdowns. Packers win 40-14. That's a team that's looking very unbeatable. New Orleans looked good the other night, but again, Minnesota's trailing down. Detroit is trailing down. The Titans are still, you know, in the playoff hunt. So they've beaten a quality team. What's going to happen is I believe Washington will beat Philadelphia next week, and then Tampa Bay will have to go up there. Now, the Seattle Seahawks, they clinched their division with a 29 victory over the Rams. And in that game, golf. Broke his thumb, the quarterback for the L.A. Rams.
He did break his thumb.
How long?
Wow.
He's going to be.
Because I watched him trying to poke his put his thumb back in.
Yeah.
I thought he dislocated, but okay, all right.
Well, him dislocated. It might be a hairline fracture. I'm sure the doctors will check it out and see what's going to have to be done and see if he's going to be able to play. I don't know if it's going to determine, you know, I mean, he might need the game to get in the playoffs, get that final seed. We shall see. The Chiefs, they clinched the AFC with a 17-14 victory over the Falcons. The Falcons played hard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That team's starting to give you everything they have. They could be somebody to reckon with next year if they can get the right head coach and the right players to gel together. And then probably in the most exciting game of the weekend, Captain, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they lost three in a row after going 11-0, and now they finally beat somebody, the Colts. They came back, they were losing 17-0.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back and won the game 28-24. So Pittsburgh has locked up the AFC North, so they're in the playoffs. The Miami Dolphins, they win next week. They're in the playoffs. So everything's, you know, starting to shape up there in the NFL football world on what's going to happen in that realm. But it should be an exciting football season. I'm sure people are looking to the college.
I got another big switcheroo for you here. Jimmy Johnson retired from NASCAR. What's he doing now? What's he doing now? He's still racing. He went in the Indy cars.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
He's over at the Rolex at Daytona. He's on a team on the Ally team. ALLY the bank.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great bank, by the way. A great finance company. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's going to be interesting to see how that transpires. Racing season will get kicked up here in Daytona very soon. And I hope everybody had a nice Christmas and ready for a great new year. Got to be better than 2020, right, Captain?
Well, I hope so.
Amen, brother. I mean, it has to be. We just got to get back on track here. All unite, work together, do the right things for the right reasons. And, you know, sports is a great outlet. We've also got to take care of each other, too. And that's what it's all about. to say the least, Captain. Baseball will be kicking up here pretty soon, spring training, so I'll be excited too.
Are you coming to lunch tomorrow, by the way?
Yes, sir. I will be at Mission Barbecue tomorrow about 11:30.
On West Waters.
Great to see you and all the veterans.
Yeah.
Come on by and chat. And anybody out there, please come on by Mission Barbecue. I can possibly answer some questions on veterans benefits for you or Medicare benefits for you. So please feel free to come on by and say hi to Captain.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, brother. God bless.
All right.
And I'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Stay low. Okay, that's Patrick Hyland. Now, this is what Patrick Hyland does.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and that's Patrick Hyland. By the way, veterans, he can help you out, too. He's helped out a number of veterans as a veterans advocate because we all know TRICARE went up. We all know that gap that's in there, you got to pay for. Guess what? He has a program that can help take care of that for you. All right, and now we've had a caller waiting patiently on the line because now we're going to get 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Amen, amen. You know, I heard you talking to Patrick, and the only way 2020 will be greater is if the elected officials who work for us certify Donald Trump the winner, who legally won this election, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. You cannot certify corrupt. You can't go to a closing. Okay, for a property, for a house, and without the proper documents in order. You can't do it. Donald Trump won in a landslide. I hate to tell CNN, the Communist News Network, and everybody, we're celebrating Jesus Christ the baby. Well, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he's the Savior, and he's the Lord, and the Constitution was written, okay, on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. What do you think they're talking about? And Jesus doesn't certify corruption, and he vindicates the righteous. Donald Trump won in a landslide. God bless America, and make sure every day is Christmas for the believer. And make sure you call your senator and congressperson, man or woman, new or incoming, and make sure that they certify Donald Trump the winner for America. God bless you, Captain. Peace. Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
All righty, and that's Todd in Tampa. And it's a little bit more than just the senators and the congressmen, although they'll be the first ones up January the 6th. But certainly we need to win that election. The Republicans need to win that election and get those two senators reelected back over in Georgia. That's a no-brainer. And by the way, let's see what happens with the Impoundment Control Act. That's not a guarantee that this will work, what the president did, but it ties up the funds for 45 days. It puts it on Joe Biden's watch if the Congress doesn't want to do what they said they were going to do. And like Frank said, he doesn't trust, and I don't blame him, he doesn't trust the Republicans, let alone the Democrats, to do what they've agreed to do with Donald Trump because he's been screwed over so many times before. And that's absolutely, positively a true statement, which it wasn't, but it is. It sure is. All right. Well, remember, the president did sign the COVID relief bill after McConnell vows to vote today on the $2,000 checks. And the House will be doing it first, I think. So we'll see where they're at with all of this. But I'll be back tonight. Got a lot of things going on today we'll be talking about tonight, and probably a lot more stuff, too. We'll have more information on the Nashville bombing and the Nashville bomber. I promise you that, too. So don't go anywhere. I will be back tonight with a lot more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we give you tomorrow's news tonight right here on this station you're listening to us on. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, for opining in the chat room. Have yourself a great day. God bless America, and stay warm. Stay safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.